For the purpose, critique, and review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host, and it's time for, back at it, your Madonna Uniquities Summer Schedule Edition number 9. Number 9, number 9.
Wow, number 9.
Well, you gotta, you know, it's... If you're not, if you've been living under a rock, you don't get the number 9 joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
So... We are, by schedule-wise, of what I've been working off of the Wikipedia page, we would have been landing at the Evita soundtrack, okay?
Yes.
But we're not going to land there.
Nah.
There's some rarities from it, but it's a little too sleepy, a little too quiet for me. I want something a little more peppy, because it's summertime.
Yeah.
Get with it. Come
That's
on,
it.
Summertime.
Get with it. So, barbecues, heat, beer, you see all these commercials
yes.
now about... Oh, did you get your Lynch iced tea, whatever it was, when the guy jumps off the dock?
Oh,
and yeah.
Or the Lipton iced tea,
yes.
take the Nest tea plunge.
Yes.
Boosh,
yes.
Oh, you know, that should be required viewing.
Yes.
You know, you're born, you grow up, you learn your alphabets, you learn how to count, you learn how to spell your name. By this time, it's kindergarten. And then there should be this this pre-nerd requisite of what you need to be following, reading, or shown. And one of them is you should be shown the old, delightful Nest Tea plunge of the people falling off back into the water.
Doesn't get better than that because that's summer.
Yeah. And I would add to that Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Blues Brothers original movie.
Or the Mountain Dew commercial where they swing on the bike and the bike, they swing on the rope and the bike falls in the water, then they jump off.
Yes.
That's like good fun.
Okay, back to the Madonna Uniquities. What I selected is what I moved up here. This is her live LP from 2006. Recorded in 2004, this was the soundtrack to her Reinvention World Tour of 2004. Okay? It went parallel. What was in the DVD movie release, exact same thing, particularly on the CD release as well.
Oh, wow.
Except there was one bonus track at the very end. I love this one. It's called I Love New York, the rock demo version.
Nice. Ready to roll this one.
Again, this is going to be one of those songs. It's like, where did Madonna lose respect from the critics? Because this thing has radio hit written all over it. Is how good it is.
Or is it just the fact that she outchanged and outgrew herself and just outgrew what people didn't expect?
Again,
I think people
hit,
just gave up.
Again, to hit cult status.
Yes.
Where you got that
iconic
constant.
Cult status.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the album. 50,000 or 50 or half a million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Perfect.
That's right.
You know? All right, so here we go. I Love New York rock demo version.
I'm not afraid to street.
First, what do you think?
Reminds me of, why didn't she release this in the 80s, like when she had her quote-unquote Desperately Seeking Susan time, but that's what it brings me back to.
I don't think she had it yet. I mean, I didn't look up when it was written, but you know, hey. You know,
that's the time it brings me back to. Makes me feel like being a young kid again in North Jersey.
It's kind of a salute song because it starts out that industrial sound. And then it gets into almost kind of her harmonizing with herself. I want to say Bangles or Phil Wilson and Phillips. And then it gets into the CBGB thing, as you kind of described it, you know?
Really sweet. Like
and
that
kind of
so
bounces back and forth. Yeah.
Vintage.
Vintage. So that is I Love New York rock demo version. You can find that on the soundtrack to the Reinvention World Tour album.
Kudos to Madonna. She adopted some, I think, two new kids from Africa.
Yeah.
I seen on her Instagram, and I'll tell you what, a lot of kudos to this woman.
Yeah, you know, people are probably wondering, why are we doing any Madonna news? And it's like, why date it?
That's it. Just do it.
We're just doing the music. If it's something, it's important enough, we'll bring it up.
Or you could always contact us at
WCW_comedy and Shiny Squirrel Podcasts are our Instagram accounts. Go follow us.